Do you continually rub your finger with sandpaper? Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. Consider this. What if you see me start rubbing my finger with sandpaper? Coarse, rough, hard sandpaper. I rub and rub and rub on my finger until it gets raw. So I start rubbing on a different finger with the same results. And then I move to my hip or my head, and so on. You see me continue to rub with that sandpaper in different places on me, thinking maybe if I rub harder or faster, I could get better results. What would you be thinking? Maybe you'd be thinking I'm crazy. Then I stop. What if the solution is not where I rub with the sandpaper, or how fast, or how hard? What if the solution is just to stop rubbing myself with sandpaper? Stop rubbing yourself with sandpaper. Stop rubbing your finger on sandpaper. I realize that it is almost a no-duh type of scenario, yet I see professionals figuratively doing this every day. Sometimes what you stop doing is just as important as what you start doing. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. I don't know who says that quote, but I find that I use it a lot because it really holds true. What sandpaper do you need to throw away today? This is Stephanie Callahan, and you can find me at StephOnFacebook.com. Go on over there and click the like button. I'm from Callahan Solutions. Productive and organized will help you find your way. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day, and to your success.